Good morning. Good morning. How are you? Good. School's about to start. Sports are about to start. How many of you guys play sports? Yeah? What do you do? What do you do? Basketball, swimming? What do you do? What's that? All of them. Yes, indeed. Sports? Yeah? Basketball? Basketball, volleyball, and softball year-round. Soccer, awesome. Did you know that there's sports in the Bible? They mention sports, yeah. They mention wrestling, they mention boxing, and they mention running. My kids are runners. I love to watch them run. I love to watch them win. Winning is awesome. I went to Greece this summer, and I went to the place where the ancient Greeks had their Olympics. Do you know what the winners of the Olympics got when they won? Anybody? A little crown of wreath, of leaves. It wasn't even made out of gold, it was just leaves. That's what they won. What do you win now if you win a race? Yeah. A trophy, sometimes a trophy. My kids didn't win any trophies, but they did win medals. I had a girl who's really fast. She's one of my older girls, and she ran at state. She won first fastest girl in the state, 4A, for the 200, that's halfway around, and fastest girl in the state for the 4A team for a relay race all the way around. Everybody on the team runs once around. So that was very exciting. And you know what a piece of advice that her coach gave to the runners, which I thought was really interesting? Look at the finish line. Don't look at the people next to you running. Certainly don't look over and go, "Hi, Mom." No. Straight ahead at the finish line. Well, she was a sprinter. She was fast. Some of my kids are cross-country runners, and they run really long distances, like a marathon. They're not, but there's marathon runners, 26 miles. What do you think advice is for marathon runners? Go what? Go at your own pace, excellent. Don't pay attention to what other people are doing. And it's so long and so hard, never give up. Never give up. The Bible calls that run with endurance. Endurance, okay. Have you ever thought about the outfits that people wear for a running track? Do they wear shin guards, helmets, pads? No, what do they wear? Comfortable clothes? Very tiny little shorts, very tiny little tops. Why do you think that is? They can go faster, that's right. Okay, so today we're going to simulate a little race, but we're not gonna run because that would be inappropriate. But this is to tie in, because remember the Bible gives us examples and it's to teach us something, right? So we're gonna do a little thing and we're gonna see if we can learn something from what the Bible has to say. Who wants to be my athletic person for this morning? You do? Awesome. Okay. So stand up. We're not going to be running. Okay. But I am going to have you do jumping jacks. You know how to do a good jumping jack, not a fakey one, right? A good one. Show me a good one. Oh, jumping jack, everybody. They don't do jumping jacks anymore? Right? Like that? Anybody do a good jumping jack for me? Okay. Thank you. Awesome. Okay. Good. Now I'm going to give you a special uniform. I want you to put this on. It's just for our metaphor today. Oh my gosh, hold this.
Here. Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Beautiful. You look like a professional athlete.
Okay, let's see some jumping jacks. Oh, yeah. No. No, you don't like that? Why not? It's too heavy. What is in there? Why is it too heavy? Ugh. Rage. Ooh. Cheating. Ooh. Fear. Worry. Well, the scripture reading that we read, that we didn't read, that was part of Hebrews, says, and I want you to listen. Oh, doesn't that feel better? You feel lighter? Awesome. Says, let us throw off every weight and sin that weighs us down, that entangles us, and let's run with endurance, don't give up, the race that's set before you, fixing your eyes on Jesus. That's the finish line, the author and perfecter of your faith. And so I want you guys to remember that when you come to Jesus and you're forgiven, all that weight and sin drops off and you feel so free and light, and run your life fixing your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, and you'll receive your crown and your reward. Amen.